Being a technology advisor in unified communications means that I try to explain to customers why implementing unified communications will decrease costs and help them to be more efficient in communicating. Well, currently, people are a bit afraid and they think that Exchange in the cloud, BPOS, is like, oh no, we don't want to touch that, we don't know it. What I try to do is explain to them what BPOS offers now, talking about Exchange Online and talking about OCS Online. And then I'm going to cover a bit on what is going to happen in the next release of BPOS. So what can be expected, and I'm going to focus on rich coexistence between Exchange On-Premise and Exchange Online. And I'm going to touch briefly on OCS, which is now called Link On-Premise and Link Online. Because currently managing BPOS is a bit different because you need to connect to the cloud, so I'm going to focus on how you can manage BPOS, the next version, online, how easy it is to manage it, how transparent it is for an administrator, and how easy it is for the user because the user doesn't know anything. Well, looking at the customers and what the benefits would be for them would be, well, looking at their customer base, it's perfectly possible that they want to home a lot of users on-premise in their own Exchange servers and have them on-prem, but it would be fairly easy for them to give other users in the same user camp, to give them a mailbox online. They would have the features they need without having difficulties to host them on-premise. Well, I would certainly have a look at the session because I'm going to deep dive into BPOS and I'm going to show you what will be included in the next release, the rich coexistence, and that people shouldn't be afraid of having some of the mailboxes online, and then to show them that managing coexistence is very easy to do and it's the way to go. So that would be a reason to have a look.